home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Yay! Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller. Tonight we have a super awesome show with Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston. They are both returning for their February appearance tonight. And it's very exciting to have them here. You'll remember they did a show previously with us, and it was such a hit. They're coming back to tag team your calls again, and that's, you know, you're kind of getting a twofer here. You get Zoe's expertise and then Doug's expertise, and they're both going to answer your same question. How is that? You get it, you know, two different opinions on the same call. This is very, very cool. Before we bring our guests of honor on tonight and start taking your calls, if you'd like to call in and ask a question, now is a great time to do it. I've screened many of you. I still have a ton more that have called in but have not pressed the number one on your keypad. So my little sage words of wisdom for the night are, if you'd like to ask Zoe or Doug a question tonight, you have to press one on your keypad. There you go, everybody. You got to press one on your keypad. Otherwise, I just assume that you're calling in to listen on your phone, which is very cool to do. We support you listening any way you want. But if you want to ask a question, you got to press one. Otherwise, I'm going to just let you sit there and listen to the show. Here's a real quick roadmap of where we've been for the week, also where we're going. So as you set your reminders on your calendar, because of course this is Must Hear Radio, we want to make sure you know what's going on. Monday night we had Suzanne DeWitt Hall. She's the author of a children's book called Rumpelpimple. She is an amazing writer, author, and has a great story to tell. I think you will enjoy going back to listen to that. Last night we had a friend of both Zoe and Doug's, Adrienne Blackwell, was on the show last night, and she's called an ascended healer. And if you want to know what that is, you got to listen to the show. But I think you will enjoy that as well. Tomorrow night on Rated LGBT Radio, my co-host Rob Watson and I welcome Mr. Terry Ray. He is the star writer and producer of a new web series called My Sister Is So Gay. And that stars Lonnie Anderson, yes, from WKRP in Cincinnati fame. And so that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And then on the Friday dance party, so used to saying the Friday night dance party because that just rolls off my tongue after 4 years, but it's the Friday dance party because we're doing the show at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. My first guest, and we're finding that we have more people that want to be on the show, so we're trying to figure out how to be creative. Hour number one, we have Mr. Bilson Kay. He has just returned from the second leg of his world tour as Neil Diamond's bass player. And the stories he has to share and tell will be really, really cool. Plus, we're going to talk about his book. I'm holding it right here in my hand. It's called The Amazing Adventures of a Marginally Successful Musician. If you have any interest in the music business, from a instrument player to a singer to a songwriter to anything, this is a book that you'll want to read. And it will make you laugh at the same time. We're also going to be hearing music from his current album. And then in hour number two, the disco king, Mr. Bob Esty. You'll know him from, you know, minor singers like Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer from back in the day. I mean, how do you not? He's produced and worked with all of the big stars, and he's given me a couple of mega mixes that we're going to be putting into place on the second hour of the show on Friday. And so much more is going on. However, without further ado, because otherwise I'll just talk about everything else and we won't ever get to our guest tonight, we have Zoe and Doug coming back to the show. So welcome both of you back to Rated G Radio. How are you tonight?
Doing great, Garrett. How are you doing?
I'm excited that you're here. We've got a 90-minute show. And you know, it's just an hour, and even like Adrienne's show last night, it cuts off right at 60 minutes. So we've got that extra 30 minutes today to answer more listener calls, which is always a fun thing. So, but before we start doing that, I know one of the things that I love about you, Zoe, is that you come to the show with some education and some things that you want to talk to the listeners about to kind of get them ready for what we're going to be doing tonight. And so now I'm going to turn the table over to you.
Beautiful. Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Doug and I had so much fun last month. We're very geared up for tonight's show. We both have some very interesting things to bring to the table. for discussion. And of course, that information somehow, some way will be factored into how we answer the questions. So the first thing that I would like to talk about is this. It's a reminder of the numerology component. 2016 is a number 9 year. And this is kind of a refresher from what we talked about last month and in previous months. The number 9 has the energy of this. It's magical. It's universal. It means brotherhood. And it means completion. So whatever our life journeys have been for the last 8 years, this is the year where we have the opportunity to retrace some steps or revisit some previous challenges, lessons, whatever. We have this opportunity to revisit those places in time and bring them to completion. So this means that for this whole entire year, everyone will have opportunity. And I like to say opportunity because it's transforming and it's change. Change can be friendly and lovely and wonderful. Change can also feel like I'm dancing with a warrior and this is no fun and I want it to be done. Well, pay attention to your words. When we have those types of thoughts of I want it to be done, I want this to be over with, I want this to just go away. Well, guess what? That prayer is answered and we receive more of the same. So everyone, please be cautious and mindful. I should say mindful. Be mindful and aware of the words you choose to use, especially in this year with the number 9 year we're in completion. Last month, January, represented and brought to the table number 1. The energy of number 1 simply means new beginnings, means being a pioneer. So everyone last month was focused on, okay, let me saddle up on this horse. What is this journey going to look like? What needs to happen this year to bring these little cycles to completion? February this month, we are in a number 2 month. 2 means balance, and specifically it means spiritual balance. So every day, all this month, focusing on where do I find the balance in this situation? How may I find the balance in this event or person or even within oneself? The most important thing in finding the balance is to connect with who you pray to, whether that is Creator or Source or God, whatever your truth is. Connect with that truth, then review the spiritual balance and move forward. We can break it down further to the date. For example, I think today is the 10th, right? So if we take the 10th and we go 1 plus 0 equals 1, so today, and then the number of the month. So we take 2, because that's the number of month we're in, plus the 1, which is 3. Today represents the energy of a number 3, which is balance. It actually means anchoring. So the fact that this radio show tonight is on a number 3 day is a beautiful thing because it's magical what the lessons are. It's magical as far as the information that's being brought forth right now, and also the information that Doug will bring to the table, which it will be also be very interesting, and it will definitely perk up some ears out there. I need to say that in recent days here, I am finding that since, got to go back in history a little bit, back in time, on December the 25th, Christmas Day, we had a whopper of a moon that day, I believe it was the full moon, that sent people spinning, absolutely spinning out of control. A lot of people's lives, the plug got pulled. Values, challenges, what we thought were our truths, our belief system no longer became. Many relationships have fallen apart. Many friendships have fallen apart or fallen away. Other relationships that are still cohesive and up and running, they are currently going through their own challenges as well because of the fire involved here. Fire is purity. Fire means purification, of course. So at this place in time, so many people are going through a lot of stuff, something that I like to also refer to as monkey business. So when we're looking at the people around us and we realize, gosh, this friendship over here isn't quite what I thought it was. There seems to be a lot of monkey business going on. Or our employer been goofy, things like that. So in other words, taking a step back, the general message here is this last month or so, people are simply going through a great deal of change. Folks are feeling very alone right now with this. The number one thing that we can do for ourselves to help support ourselves during this time, again, connecting with your truth, connecting to whoever you pray to, God, source, whoever it is. The next step is to be present. It's so important right now to be here in the now. All we have really is the now. One common thread that I have found in recent day with both clients and friends, many of my peers, is the challenges going on around us. Or we're reverting back to childhood stuff, earlier adult-like stuff, basically decisions that we've made along the pathway of life that we feel we didn't make good decisions, or perhaps something happened to us along the way. We may be carrying some of those energies forward into the present, such as victimhood. That's very common. Anyway, we're not there anymore. We are here. There is a huge shift that is still occurring, and it's calling upon us to allow the purification of the fire to assist us in letting those things go. We've heard the saying, let go, let God. That's a huge factor here. What we can do, once again, is to be present, be here, be now. The more we hold on to those energies of the past, the more we will encounter further problems within ourselves. Problems can manifest within our bodies, within our emotions, within our mental capacities. People, please stop yourselves and remember, be present, be here, be right now. Again, that is what we have. And with this being said, there's also lots of astrology stuff going on. And at this time, I would like to introduce my co-compadre here, Doug Johnston, psychic astrologist. He has some very dynamic information to bring to the table. And please listen, because, again, this is applicable. He's going to have some history pieces here going on. It may challenge some of you, your values and your beliefs, but please listen and have an open mind, because there's a lot of information here. So, Doug, go ahead, please.
I'll start with the fire that you were playing with, because we just entered the year of the fire monkey. The last time that we were there was 240 years ago. So that would take us back to 1776, very interesting year for Americans. And I'm sure that most of you may have been around fireworks on the 4th of July, but are you aware why you use fireworks on the 4th of July? It is actually to honor the Chinese, because they were the ones that backed America to take and find its own shoes and tie up the shoestrings and become a republic back then. And that's why we let off all the fireworks. It is to honor them. And here we are back in the year of the monkey, which we just crossed the line on February 8th as far as their new year. And we have China, once again, at taking and changing the financial world so that we can be a strong republic once again. And I don't want to go into politics, but there's an awful lot to it if you start digging into it. Chinese take everything very, very to the point when it comes to numerology or to astrology. And they look at it very, very strong. With this new year, as far as we started out with the new year on February 8th, the moon was in Aquarius, and we'll end this week with moon being in Taurus. So we start out with a bouncy Aquarius moon, and we end up with the Taurus, which is all about love. So it all comes down to the end. As far as if you're giving the traditional gifts of candies, flowers, and jewelry, you're probably going to make it okay. Other things probably just won't cut it. So that's the biggie. It's all about the monkey and the fact that the monkey thinks very quick and moves very fast. And sometimes a little bit too fast or can make things go a little unsettled. But they do like to take risk, and they definitely like a challenge. And that's where we are right now. We've been in a Mercury retrograde. The retrograde will turn direct as far as on the 13th, and it already turned direct, but it will move back into Aquarius where it was when it went retrograde on the 13th. And on the 15th, we'll be back up to the same space that it was when it went retrograde. So get ready, because things are going to move fast.
That's great.
A little history, you know?
Yeah, that sounds good, Doug. Well,
I don't think that most people know that.
I didn't know that about the fireworks.
Chinese come into our lives. Yeah, I don't think most people have a clue.
Well,
I was curious, so I Googled it.
Yeah. And here we are learning about fireworks in American history. I love it. So are we about ready to take some calls?
Absolutely. Yes, we are.
Sure.
Okay, so everybody, here's how this is going to work, because if I've screened your call, I've only asked for your first name. When Zoe comes on, I'll be introducing Zoe to you first, and you'll ask her question, and then when Doug gets ready to help you, he needs your full birthday, so he's going to need your month, day, and year. So get ready to provide that, and then Doug will answer your question as well. Our first caller tonight is Laura. Laura, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks for taking my call.
You are so welcome. Hello, Laura.
How are you?
Very well. How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good.
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I would like to know what you see for me with my future meeting my twin flame.
Regarding your twin flame. Okay, so let's see here. The first thing I'm seeing for you, Laura, is just wanting to validate what has been done on your part, where you have been visualizing and praying for the right person come into your life. It also looks like you have made some personal changes, whatever that might be, so that you feel like you are more appealing to attract a partner. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And this could be anything from dietary changes to meditation practices. It hasn't really mattered. But I do want to validate and verify that you have put some work and effort into it. The next thing that I see is this is someone, you will be meeting someone sometime this year, yes. It's going to be in a public social venue and a fun place, such as like an outdoor food festival. It feels like late spring, early summer at some type of outdoor event. Make sure that you do socialize. Make sure that you do put yourself out there. Do you like to visit those types of venues?
Yeah, I do.
Excellent. Keep your mind open. Keep your heart open. You are still guarding your heart. You are still protecting your heart due to a situation from the past. Done a great deal of healing over that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And your energies do feel light. It does feel like you are pretty well ready to meet somebody. So continue to pray to God, Source, Creator, whoever you pray to. And also exude the energies or the characteristics of that with which you are looking for, that with which you wish to attract, is what I'm trying to say. March, like springtime, marks the beginning of a cycle, based upon what I can see, where this opportunity, that door is going to open. It feels warmer, more to your advantage, about July, August. By September-ish, early to mid-fall, you'll definitely be dating somebody. Again, keep your mind open, keep your heart open. Also, remember to keep your boundaries intact, keep your values intact as well. Because somebody whispers sweet nothings in your ear doesn't necessarily mean they're the right person. Do you understand?
Yeah, that sounds like you're warning me about the guy.
Just maintain an awareness, because sometimes when we feel like we're ready, we have a tendency to possibly attract anything and everything. So just remember to keep your head on your shoulders and just to stay grounded and enjoy yourself. Just be in your space and enjoy yourself whenever it is happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Passing you over to Doug.
Say your birthday, please. All right.
October 1st, 63.
Uh-huh. That's pretty close. I had femurs opened right to it almost. I would just say that while you were talking, I'm listening. I'm very psychic as well, but I kept hearing Dr. Jeff. Do you know Dr. Jeff?
Do I know about what?
Do you know anyone that called Dr. Jeff?
Dr. Jeb, as in J-E-B?
Jeff, J-E-F-F, Jeff.
No, I don't know a Dr.
Well, then
Jeff.
Get ready, because I think he's coming your way. Because I kept hearing Dr. Jeff. So if I'm hearing Dr. Jeff, there's a Dr. Jeff coming into your world somewhere. And you've changed your energy immensely, so much that you're going to walk past people that you've known for a long time, and they won't recognize you, because we recognize the energy first, and then we realize we know the face. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
2 years ago, you went and you kind of had a real rough time, changed your values 180 degrees. You're ready to go forward now, big time. And I think Joey's pretty accurate when she said that by the time fall comes, things are really flying for me, because that's what it feels for me too. It just feels like when I get to the August, September area, it's like things become very magical for you.
Mm.
And I think that at that time you have 1 year of getting whatever you desire. And that only opens up once every 12 years. So get ready and have fun.
Okay.
Lots of travel coming, okay?
Lots of travel for work or for pleasure?
Whatever you want it to be. It's, remember, you get whatever you desire. It's one of those things. You ask and you shall receive.
Well, is Dr. Jeff the one that Zoe was warning me about?
I didn't hear her warning you about. I heard her telling you that you have someone coming towards you. Keep your head on and pay attention to what's really going on. That's what I heard. I didn't hear a warning.
It sounded like there was a hidden warning in there somewhere.
Well, Laura,
someone that was picked up.
We'll have
somewhere.
You go back and listen to that to the replay, so you can take notes. But we're gonna move on to the next caller. Okay. Thanks for your call. Good luck
to you.
Keep us posted. Thank you. So, and that, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, when you have a reading, you know, especially when you're listening on the phone, you know, you're so intent on hearing maybe something, you know, very specific, that if you go back afterwards and re-listen to it and maybe take a pad and paper with you and take some notes, you might hear something completely different that you weren't necessarily hearing when you were trying to listen. So I think that would be really cool to do. Our next caller is coming from Andy, and Andy, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Doug. Hi, Garrett. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Sure.
I just wanted to say, before I ask my question, thank you so much. You guys were so supportive and so positive through the illness of my little dog, and I just really appreciated that. He did pass away.
Oh, yes,
but,
yes.
Okay. Really appreciated all of your wonderful, supportive thoughts. So I thank you so much for that. It was very helpful.
Good.
Nice.
Excellent.
And I just wanted to ask tonight about finances.
Okay. About finances.
Yes, about finances. There are a lot of situations kind of swirling around me at the moment, and just wondering if you have any kind of an outlook of finances maybe for about the next 6 months, 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Let's see here. Finances for you. I'm looking at it right now. First of all, I wish to extend my condolences. It was lovely to work with you. It was lovely to work with you after the show last month, so it was wonderful to connect. Yes, absolutely. So let's see here. Your finances, I can see, let's see, it looks like it's feeling congested. It's feeling congested until mid to late March. And part of that is you recouping, getting back on your feet again. I do see an upswing, a gradual upswing of finances starting in April, literally like the beginning of April. The upswing, again, now this is going to be a gradual curve. This isn't, woo, I hit the bell curve and I hit the jackpot. I think we would all love that, but it's not what I'm seeing, and I have to tell the truth here. So beginning in April, there is the beginning of a gradual upswing. It looks like in June, there's a bit of it's a minor challenge. It has more to do with perhaps an extra bill comes up or quarterly taxes or something. So it's going to be a minor setback, but then it continues the gradual up curve, and then it levels out. So by September, you're going to feel a little more comfortable. Well, comfortable in general, yes. I also see a year from now, a full year from now, you will be living more comfortably. You'll be living in a fashion where the things that you used to worry about will be very minor in comparison to what it has been. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's lovely, yes.
You will feel, it will just simply feel more stable. Much more stable. It's like a foundation will have been built. You'll be comfortable. It will be a little more outside the realm of what you currently have, but it will be in a more stable place. That's what I keep hearing. So
excellent. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Go ahead, Doug.
What's your birthday, hon?
March 24, 1965.
Okay. March 24, 1965. Good humor, by the way. Because I think you're really funny, and I think you're just now coming into it where people are catching on to your humor.
You got to laugh.
You are out of the, it's pretty much like Zoe said, you're out of the stumbling blocks and things are moving forward. So I just feel like you're going to start trucking, like she said. I don't think you really have that much to worry about. I think you're going to be just fine.
Excellent.
About a year ago is where it was really the most difficult, but you came through that, so you're done with that.
Oh, that's nice to hear. That's been some challenging times, that's for sure.
Well, it will open up. Things are going to start opening up for everyone. There's going to be big changes coming in the world that people just won't see coming until it's there.
Yeah.
And it's for the good of humanity. So.
Thank you so much, Doug.
Thanks, Andy, for the call tonight.
You bet. Thanks, Garrett.
Keep
y'all have a great night.
Call back next month. And Zoe, you know, there's this little holiday that's coming up, or not really a holiday, but a special event coming up on Sunday. Do you have anything that you want to tell the listeners about?
I do. You know, each month I really enjoy offering specials to people and to all the listeners out there. And so this month for Valentine's Day, I am offering $1 a minute. for your session. And that can be a session up to an hour. And go ahead and book it at any time this month. It will be $1 a minute. Go to my website, zoeinthecloth.com. Fill out the form, the contact form there, and it will ask for your name and your contact number, email, all that. Just mention Blog Talk Radio, Rated G Radio. Mention Rated G Radio, and you will get the special, and we can coordinate from there. Also, I love to do surprises, so sometime during this program, or a few times, different callers will receive the 5 free minutes once again. And in order to receive the 5 free minutes, again, just go to my website, zoeinthecloth.com, fill out the form, and just put in there 5 free minutes, and you will receive those. There we go.
And we make that easy for everybody because there is a link on the show page that just says visit Zoe's website to book a private session today by clicking here. You click that, and it takes you right there. So our next caller is going to be Jolena. And Jolena, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, folks. How are you, Zoe?
Very well. How are you, Jolena?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Good.
Good.
What can I help you with
so
here?
So my question is finances and work, career.
Okay. Let's see here. Are we going to look at just the career money, or are you asking about personal finances?
Finances.
Okay. So go ahead with your question.
That was just the whole question.
Okay.
What's your
We're
birthday,
looking
huh?
at the picture of money. Yes, go ahead with you. Go ahead. What is your birth date?
June 19,
1976. 76, okay. Doug, while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and answer.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like what I see with your money, just to acknowledge it has felt challenging. It feels like your money has been on and then off, on and then off. Does that make sense?
That is
like
true.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's been an all or nothing, all or nothing. And you're like, where is the balance here? What is going on? Where is my point zero at? That it will just gradually grow and become an umbrella for you. So this year, truthfully, I still see this going up and down a little bit. It does look like some of the sharp edges will start to level out. It will, for some reason, I'm not sure what all this is. The whole area of money has just gone through a huge transformation in your world. It looks like over the last couple of years, it looks like you still are trying to find your balance. You're still trying to get both feet on the ground with the money. It looks like this year by November, December, it will finally start to feel more stable. This is like a building year for you. Does that make sense? So
okay. In
other words, with your career, you might get a raise of some kind. You might receive like a minor promotion, lateral move, something. But even if not, you're going to get a little bit more money than you already have. So focus on the stability of it. It's like you have the formula for things to be really good. So now it's kind of like you've been definitely thrown some curveballs and just focus more on it. I know you already are, but there's a different perception of the money going on here. One thing money is that it does act as a tool. So sometimes people have a tendency to sit on their money versus paying bills, because they're afraid if they let go of the money that there won't be enough of it. And then all of a sudden when they were like a month behind on things, and then it gets bigger and bigger. So part of this for you is a perception, but I do see June is going to be important with your finances, and then November, December will mark a beginning of more stability in terms of how the monies are handled and how the monies will grow to be more supportive for you. Okay?
I see. Yeah, it's kind of like lining up because my son, I have applied for a disability for my son, and we're probably going to have a court hearing, you know, with the Social Security around June.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
You know, with the, yeah. And then there's another thing that we're going to be filing around spring and June, a lawsuit to the hospital because, you know, they almost pretty much misdiagnosed and killed him. So there's that one, you know. And then for career, I wanted to move to a different department so I could make a little bit more money. And I was hoping that for next year, you know, my son, I'm a single parent, and he has disability, you know, my son. So it's kind of really hard to have another job, but I wanted to move to a different department to make a little, not a whole lot, but a little more than what I'm making.
Very good. Very good. Well, let's see what Doug has to say. He's got all the astrology on it. There you go.
Okay.
Good,
first off, with what Zoe told you, it's pretty spot on with what your birthday is all about. You are the Nine of Diamonds.
Wow.
Nine of Diamonds is always either there's lots of money, there's no money. It's always the flipping back and forth. And that has a lot to do with the monkey mind. So remember when Zoe said, focus, focus, focus. I want you to say, I pay all my bills on time and still have money left. Run that through your mind over and over and over and watch how things start happening for you. It will always seem like you have plenty of money at the end. Another thing, if you say, I have X amount of money, whatever the amount is that you need for that month, I want you to simply say, I have that dollar amount. Some way it is going to come to you. When you say, I have, you put it in the present. It's in the now. So the universe will make sure that it comes to you. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes.
I know that it sounds like a lot, but I'm just telling you that when you start changing the way you talk and get rid of this monkey mind of what if I do this, what if I do that, or what if I go over here and do this, that's monkey mind, and that's causing confusion. If you're saying, I am young, healthy, wealthy, wise, and beautiful, trust me, that's what you are.
Okay.
And if you saw me, you'd know it's true because I really have turned quite pretty by using that line.
Yes, he has. I can verify this.
So, affirmations are very, very powerful. So just use them. And that's my best thing for you is just follow what Zoe said. Do your focus. I am young, healthy, wealthy, wise, and beautiful. I am unlimited wealth and abundance. I pay all my bills on time, have money left over. When you start talking like that, when you start talking impeccable, your world becomes impeccable. Got it?
Okay. That's good. So it's a good year.
You've already gone through the struggle. You're just at the tail end of things. So things are definitely going to open up for you.
That's good to know.
You're going to be in
good
hands. Things are moving.
That's great.
Joanna, you need to give us a call back next month and let us know how many millions of dollars you've got raking in.
I will do.
Okay. Joanna, thanks
for a million.
Yeah.
Well, you might ask for something else. That's okay, too. But we just want to hear back from you. So let us know how you're doing next month, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
Thanks, my dear. Have a good night. Our next caller is going to be Allison. Allison, it's finally your turn, and you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I am loving your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you for tuning in tonight also.
Thank you. I'm tempted to ask about money and career as well, but I think I'll go the route of romance or partnership and love instead.
Okay. So are we looking for when this may happen?
It's been a long time since I've been partnered with anyone, and I've had a lot of things on my plate for the last 10 years or so, but every now and then I think it might be nice to have it once more in my life before I go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Allison. So let me have a look at this. Let's see here. First of all, just want to acknowledge the time period that you just referred to. It's been a lot of hard work for you. You've done a lot of things single-handedly. And thank you for all the work you do. We just appreciate that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So in terms of partnership and what's to come, it looks like you've been doing some work. You've done some work to attract this. Does that make sense?
I think that probably would be overstating it. I don't think I...
Oh, okay.
To be frank with you, I'm not as resistant to it. I guess that probably is some movement forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I would say trying to get something off the ground, but letting my guard down maybe a little bit more.
Right. And so the first real question I have for you is this something that you really want? Are you really ready or prepared for it? Simply because it's a commitment, as you know, and it takes some conscious focusing and little things such as the homework of writing down on paper, pen to paper, the characteristics of a person that you are seeking, looking in the mirror and looking at the attributes that you would like to bring to you, and so on. So these pieces of legwork do help the process. And does it happen where someone is bestowed upon us from the gods in the heavens? Sometimes yes, most of the time no. So think about what is it that you wish to manifest. And as Doug talked earlier with this Chinese New Year, we're in the year of the fire monkey. So the challenge then, or the perspective here, is moving from the monkey mind over to the imaginative mind or the spiritual mind. Daydream, what is it? Who is it that you wish to manifest and bring to you? So start by using your imagination. Just think about that, you know, right down to the not just the characteristics on the inside, but you can also manifest physically if you wish. So with all of this being said, it feels like it may be a little while for you yet. It might be another year or more before a partner comes forward. Now, you can bring this person closer by spending the time in your imagination, manifesting, daydreaming, what have you, to get a good grip on that, and also to do your own inner work as well. Because one of the keys to attracting a partner is to do your own inner work. And when you feel happy and content within yourself and at peace, and then you stop looking for a partner, that's usually when someone comes on the scene, you see. So do your part, do your own responsibility for yourself as far as taking care of you on the inside. And the more you can do that, the quicker this person may come. Truthfully, I see it in about another year, perhaps longer. Okay? So let's see what Doug has to say.
So what was your birthday?
My birthday is March 15, 1957. I actually do astrology as a passionate hobby.
Well, then
I know my character.
You know that on the 19th things are coming on to you quite nicely.
On the 19th March, of this month?
The 19th, yes. When we move into Pisces, that's to your benefit.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yep.
Can I ask your ascendant?
It's about 7 degrees. About 7 degrees. About 6 to 7 degrees Cancer rising.
Oh, nice. Well, then this will be a great time for you coming in here. I'll tell you that I when you were talking, I heard the name, I heard two names. I heard the name Peter, I heard the name Anthony. And first off, I want you to get over this thing that you're up there in age and you're old, okay? Because if you get, you know, if you're going to use that, I'm going to have to come through the phone and slap you because I know I'm older than you. So you're young, girl. So don't go there and say that you're old, because you're not. You're actually very young. When I get as far as coming here with the Pisces coming into play, I think that you're going to have something coming up very soon. But I would say that you're more apt to run into someone at the very end of June when you're in a grocery store, because that's what I felt like I was in. I felt like I was in a grocery store. The fact that you are a Cancer rising is like the perfect place for you to meet someone. That's when those names came through me. I thought, you don't have to go out and boogie down with anyone. You just have to go do your normal stuff. And if it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. And it's like just being there, doing your grocery, the conversation gets started. So don't be shy about paying attention to what the universe is bringing to you. Sometimes they don't wrap it in the gift packages that you expect it to be, but just pay attention. Who's paying attention to you?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It could.
Because I bet you have some phenomenal...
I guess I'll have to go grocery shopping to find out.
Well, I bet you have some phenomenal eyes, and right now you know that you are definitely finishing on the Saturn return, which is all about bringing some of the most significant people you ever met in your life coming to you. So open your mind and watch around you and pay close attention, because I think they're coming real fast at you. And the name that went through me was Peter and Anthony. Normally when names go through me, Peter is your son's name?
Yes.
Okay. When names go through me, you will hear from those people within 14 days is normally what the normal has been, or the average, I should say. And if you know them, they're going to contact you. You don't have to contact them. If you don't know them, you're going to be running into them or meeting them.
Okay.
And you don't have to go looking for them. They'll come to you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But I think it's coming real fast.
That would be nice. I'm okay. You know, I guess I would say I'm open to serendipity. I'm not actively looking. I'm aware that the years, again, I know you said I'm not old, but the years are passing. I've had some significant partnerships in my life, and I just feel that there's been a lot of things on my plate that have forced me to put relationships on the, you know, distant back burner. But I think it's nice to feel connected to someone again.
I think that is coming at you very soon. When I get to the end of June, I think that you're in it. So just pay attention, and it could start very soon, as far as the 19th isn't that far away, where things would be triggering things, because the beautiful trine to your son always plays with it.
Okay, right. Okay.
Okay,
well,
thanks, Allison.
Thanks
for your call.
Thank you so very much. Uh-huh.
Have a good night. Okay. And for everybody who's in the Blog Talk chat room, if you want to ask a question, make sure to send it on a private message. So if there's other chat that's going on, we get your question and we can ask that on the air. We are taking calls in the order that they're coming in, and that includes the chat room as well. So if we have time, we will get to those. Our next caller is coming from Lisa. Lisa, you are the next caller in line, and you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. And my birthday is 9/20/52.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So what can we help you with here?
Well, I'm all about landing a job. I've been out there interviewing and applying and talking. And I've got something coming up March 17th. It's a meeting with an organization. It's not an interview, and I've let them know also that I would love to pick up contract work from them. Do you see any contract work coming in for me?
I do, and not for a little bit still. And you said that's March 17th, right?
Yeah, that meeting.
So, 8-11. Actually, so in numerology, 9, I'm just figuring this up really quick. So in numerology, that would actually be a number 8 day. Is that right? That would be a number 11 day. So anyway, the bottom line is it would be a very good day for one thing. For contract work, the picture of contract work in general, yes, you will pick up some contract work. With this company, I know Doug can get very specific with what that particular day will look like for you. What I am getting is the contract work will come. I'm not sure that it's going to be with that particular company. For me, I see something more early to mid-April, possibly mid-late May, and then the third, I'm seeing three different things. So those are the first two possibilities. The third possibility that I see is somewhere between July, August. July, August, in general for employment, looks much better for you and stronger. So at that place and time, whether it's contract work, temp work, part-time work, it doesn't matter. Those months look and feel stronger to me. Now, the connection that you're making on March the 17th is a good connection. So keep in mind that if nothing comes of that, you will gain some good network information. It's almost as if it's required for you by the universe to show up, dress up and show up and go through the motions, because you're going to gain more information about something different pertaining to contract work that would actually be even more appealing for you. Anyway, that's what I get from that.
Thank you.
Well, that's pretty accurate, Zoe, as far according to what's going on. We had Jupiter coming up as far as to hit with your sun sign, and that's a real good thing. It opens up doors, but it pulled away very quickly when we get right to that time where you said you were having a meeting. I do feel that you will meet people that you will tag into. Make sure that you have cards created of some sort with your number that you can hand them out on a regular basis to everyone. Don't be shy about putting yourself out there. But when I get to the end of July into August, that's where things really open up for you big time. And then when I get past that into September or so, I go forward for almost one whole year where you have large money coming from you, and I don't know where it's coming, and it will never come from where you think it's going to come. Just allow it to come to you. So if you walk out to your car and there's a lottery ticket laying there on the floor, on the ground, pick the thing up, okay?
Okay.
Because this is, it's always large money when this comes around, and you are in the space where it's going to be big. So just allow it to come to you. Don't ask questions why, where, just allow it to be.
Oh,
okay.
Love it. Thank you.
Okay.
Lisa, thanks for the call. And Zoe, what number are we at for the callers tonight?
I don't know, but we are at the number where the next person gets by 3 minutes.
I think that's the next. We're right there, and that is caller Wendy. Wendy, you are now live with Zoe, and you are going to get 5 free minutes with Zoe if you go to her website and fill out your 411.
I am thrilled.
Yay!
And I'm. Thank you, and I'm honored to meet all of you this evening. Thank you.
Absolutely. You are so welcome. How can we help you tonight?
Thank you. My birth date is July the 6th, 1951, and technically I started a new job on June 15th. It was an awful environment, and then I had a medical emergency in October, and I had to have 2 big surgeries on my ring finger on my right hand. Thank God no cancer, but they had to reconstruct my ring finger. I'm in occupational therapy, and I may be released to return to employment late March, I'm thinking, or early April. And my background is medical insurance, call center, and a major health insurance company. The initials are KAIS is the first part of the word. I finally got 5 emails in October, but then I had to go through my surgeries. And I touched base with that recruiter, and he said, well, now he didn't have anything, but to keep a watch on their website, and we could reconnect. I'm hoping to get employment where they will keep me for at least 5 years, perhaps receptionist, accepting copays, or maybe setting appointments in a call center. I have an open mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, first of all, Wendy, remember to go to my website and fill out your information through the contact form, okay?
I promise.
And secondly, I'm not sure where you're at with metaphysics, but when we look at the right side of the body, the right side of the body is the masculine side of the body. It has to do with the energies of what we put out into the world. The left side of the body is the feminine side. It is the receiving side, the side of the body where the heart is at. So in looking at the surgery, first of all, it's the male energy. You're an OCT therapist, and so your hands are needed constantly for the type of work you do, right?
Absolutely.
So something then within the belief system that you are hosting deep within, somewhere in there has been a question of what am I doing, where is this going, and what would happen if? And so the outcome of that is you're cancer-free, they reconstructed the finger, but now are you able to do your work in the same way that you were before? And I'm just putting this out there just to help you, help to jar things up a little bit in terms of your perception of what's going on, okay?
Yes, okay.
So in terms of your understanding of the medical and all of that, there are going to be, let me see, outside of the OCT health that you've been involved in, what you just mentioned regarding the medical, like an office physician, medical billing, whatever it might be, that's a possibility. It looks like there's going to be at least 2 different opportunities, small side steps outside of what you currently do, like on the office side of things. And then there's going to be a 3rd opportunity having nothing to do with any of that, which might be even more interesting for you because it feels like you're also ready for a change of not just a job but for perceptions in life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, because you've done the same thing for a long time. You've been very good at it, but in the last 2 or 3 years, you grew to be very mechanical with it, and it's just grown to be dry and boring and all those types of things. So with regards to the question, again, it feels like mid-late spring. It could be as soon as next month, though, that you do hear something about the one position that you offered up, that you mentioned here. So stay open. I know you are open. Pardon me?
The KIS company? It's a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's still under that umbrella. It's still
okay,
under
wonderful.
The umbrella of hospital and opportunities there. So the first 2 opportunities will be under that umbrella. So, again, stay open. Keep your eyes open. It will be easier than you think to sidestep into one of those positions. However, by about, feels like July, August, and that seems to be a common energy for a lot of people here, and for you we can even put in the month of June, you may hear about something completely outside of hospital work that will sound interesting. Okay?
Okay.
And that it almost feels like something having to do with work regarding the outside, such as under the umbrella of the U.S. Forest Service, something like that, but it has to do with something that supports the environment because deep inside that's where your passion interest is at. So the shift that you're going through now is going from the mechanical mind over to the more creative mind. In other words, you're shifting from the monkey mind over into what's going to make me feel like I have a purpose in this world, what's going to help me feel like I am making a difference besides what I've been currently doing. Does that make sense?
Actually, I think you hit the nail on the head, because after 15 years in a very fast-paced call center environment, I am ready to be, I think I want relief from the stress, and I think I'd rather be, like when you go into a hospital and you have an appointment, and there's so many departments like dermatology, we know all the departments, and just, I would just love to accept the co-pays, dress professionally, and I do have a gift to be compassionate towards people and to help people, so I think that's my calling. But I think I'd rather see me in a setting at a counter accepting copays.
Cool. Let's see what Doug has to say.
Go along with Zoe in the respect that I do feel that you've done your time with the medical arena. And I've worked at the medical field myself. And I can see your passion as far as being there and wanting to help people and all that. But I do feel that you've got this undertone, grounded, earthly hold on life that, to me, if you were out in nature, you would be much happier than being in the rat race of medical ordeals of everything going on at once. And I think that it would be more conducive as far as for your own health and your own benefit and your own peace of mind to have that serenity around you rather than to have to be in that whirlwind of doing this, doing that, and this has got to be that, and this is that, don't get that number wrong. I've been there, done that. I don't want to do that anymore. And I think that Zoe's right, that you're going to go for that, the latter of that. Even though you may step into this for a while, I don't think you'll stay there long.
Will it be my choice, or will they let me go?
Yeah, no, it will be your choice. You're in a very good space as far as for things opening up for you right now, and it's going to be like this all the way out. So you just have to look as far as where do you want to take it, what do you want to do. When you write it out, you crystallize your thinking. So write it out. I have the perfect job to get me where I want to be today. But write it out exactly what that job, what that job is that you're looking at. And then I would also take and I'd pay attention to jobs that have something to do with the National Park Service or being out in nature or anything that has to do with nature, because there's tons and tons of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't close yourself down to one spot.
And right now I'm living in the living room of my sister's apartment, and she said that we could rent a place together when her lease is over in May. So do you see me signing a lease with my sister around May?
It doesn't feel negative. It seems like it works quite fine.
Okay, and I just hope.
Okay.
I just hope that I can financially support my end of the bargain on that.
Oh, you'll be able to. You
yep.
just start saying that it works for you, and it will.
And I'm a testimony to people.
Wendy, we're going to move on, but I wish you luck, and I hope that you'll give us a call back and keep us updated, okay?
It's been a privilege and an honor.
Thank you so much, Wendy. We're sending you lots of great vibes tonight. Thank you for your call. Just a real quick reminder, at the top of the hour, we've got about 26 minutes left in the show, and Zoe has a $1 a minute special going on in February that you'll want to take advantage of. If you'd like a private reading with her, up to 60 minutes, all you have to do is go to her website. There's a link on the show page. Click that, fill out your 411, and tell her you heard it here on Rated G Radio, and you'll be able to take advantage of that $1 a minute special. Take advantage of that. That is a great deal. For everybody else who is on hold and I have screened you, we're going to get to as many of you as we possibly can. We hope to answer all of your questions in the show, including the people who are asking questions in the chat room. Our next caller is coming from Carol. Carol, thank you for waiting. You are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Carol?
Okay, I got a little bit of a cold, but I'm doing terrific.
Okay.
You know what? I think my finances are gonna go better this year. I'm trying to think of what to ask you, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I do believe my finances are gonna go terrific this year.
What's your birth date to start with? That will help Zoe too, so you have more of an idea of what to look for.
My first name?
Birthday.
Birthday?
All birthday, 9/26/1960.
9/26/1960. Okay.
Nice one.
Sorry, I'm still doing the numbers.
You're all right, honey. Go ahead.
So it looks like you're a number five life path by now.
A what?
So you like your number five. So your birth force.
I think it's an. Did you get 1960?
1960, that would be a number 7, plus a 9 is 16, which is 7, and it's the 26th?
Yeah, 2-6.
Plus 6 is 15 is 6. That's a number 6 life path, birth force. So the birth force is based on just the birthday alone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so with a 6, 6 is people, friends, family, social. People. It also means workaholic. It also means feeling a little drudgery, right? Yeah, like you get up and every day is Groundhog Day, right?
Oh, yeah.
it can feel like, here we go again. Are we going to do the same thing or do something different? So, you know, with your life in general, yeah, your finances look good. I don't feel the need to go there.
Yeah.
The direction that I am getting is to help you understand that with the 6, with the workaholic, 9. Okay, so this is a year for you to simply relax a little bit. It's time for you to also be open more to the esoteric transformation going on within you. You know, we had the great big shift at the end of October of this past year. Bless you.
Bless you.
And
thank you.
You sneezed in my ear. Thank you.
I tried to hold the phone away. I swear I did.
That was funny, and we were both on target.
Yes, we were. So, yes, we always have to pay attention, don't we? Anyway, it's a year for you to become more grounded. Again, when we go back to what Doug talked about, the fire monkey, it's important to not only get out of the monkey mind, but we have the fire element to go with that to say, okay, now it's time to burn the fat off. So if nothing else, this is the year for you, for your belief systems to be reviewed and to look at where and how you're tied in as far as the esoteric stuff goes, the metaphysical, what are your beliefs and where is your truth at? The reason for this is because of your values. Your values are changing. You have done things the same for a long time. Nothing wrong with that. It's gotten you to where you are now, but now it's time to transform and change these things. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
It's because overall, you're in a good place in life. You're in a good place where, you know, a lot of work has been done and you're comfortable and you're fairly stable. So this is your year to start looking at the spiritual side of things. That's what I'm getting for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, and now Doug.
Okay, I'm going to play off of what Zoe just told you with the spiritual side. I think it's very, very rare that you ever get mad. I don't want to be there when it happens.
Oh, I know. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, my God. You go off like a keg of dynamite, girl.
I'm telling you, you don't know the hack.
Oh, I do. So I'm going to give you a little secret here. I'm going to tell you that there's a relief bell for you, and that is when someone does something that you don't like or you don't care for what they did, I want you to just voice it and say, I don't appreciate that statement, or I don't like what you just did. That way you won't have that big explosion, okay?
Oh, I will try. I'm
okay.
Easygoing for the most part, though.
I know, though. But you let
but
too many things
I'm
slide.
Mad.
That's the bad part. I don't want to be there. And I'm going to tell you right now that you are traveling out of the United States before the year is done, okay?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I know you're going to go, so just have a fun time. You're in a great place, hon.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised because I'm thinking about doing some traveling, actually.
Yep. No, I see you going out of the 48 states, so something's coming up real soon. Especially when I get into the August-September area, it's like you're gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
Carol.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for your call.
You're
Have
welcome.
A great night.
Thank you for everything. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, my dear. And our next caller is Becky. Becky, thanks for being so patient and waiting. You're now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Guess what?
What?
You get 5 free minutes. Go
Yay.
To my website, fill out the contact form.
Okay.
Yay. What can I help you with tonight?
I was just saying, what do you guys see what's coming up this year for me? Kind of a...
Well,
give your birthday,
let's see
Becky.
Here.
My birthday is
yeah.
December 17th, 1965. Nothing.
I'm just doing your number. So your birth force, and I do it in my head. That's why there's a delay. Got to wait for a little engagement to happen here. So your birth force, now again, this is based on your birthday alone. And this is basically like your life path. It's a number 5, and 5 means change. It means transformation. It also means gypsy, vagabond. And finally, it means money. So in your life, in your world, you need to have movement, meaning whether it's a physical move, working, change of jobs, friends, people, partners, etc. You are more comfortable in change than you are sitting still. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yes, and so that is what fires you. So since we are now, I think we're in it, the fire monkey year, this will help transform you. Start looking at the spiritual side of you because
okay.
there's a purification process again. So what does this mean? It means you're going to look at your values, review your values, the challenges, and so on. You're going to be sorting out what's real and what's not in terms of beliefs. You are going to redefine and redetermine what is your truth. Once you do this, because this year for you is more of a spiritual quest, once you do this, Becky, it's going to really shift and change the canvas of your life. The reason you're asking an extremely open-ended question is because you are looking for a place to search. This is a part of you that you've sort of played with in the past, but it is time to say, okay, what is possible, what can be done? Because once you bring in the spiritual component, whatever that means to you, whoever you pray to, once you begin to review that, activate it, and invite it into your life as an active party, everything else is going to change, and it's for the good. I do see you doing this. Your energies feel very gentle. For you, it feels like late May, early June. You're going to really, quote-unquote, feel like you are ready to implement this new lifestyle, and you've already implemented certain parts of it. So stick to that pattern, okay?
See, I want a different job. See, that's my big thing. I want a different job. So that's where it just makes sense how you said I want to move. I'm kind of tired of now what I'm doing.
Okay.
I need
yep,
that change. So, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you're kind of saying. I like to be on the move.
You do. And you also, change is good. Also make sure that you're not losing control of the change either. When you bring in the spiritual element and the spiritual framework, that will help support what it is you're trying to do. It sounds like apples and oranges, but it's not, because the spiritual side of things is the foundation, is the form, structure, whatever, for what you're going towards. So let's have Doug visit with you about
okay.
what your work looks like, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Where do you live now?
I live in Washington.
You are
oh.
in Washington.
Washington.
Are you in?
State,
are
yep.
you in? Are you in the out in the country?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing cows around you. That's why I asked that question.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I do feel
I
like you're ready
yeah.
to change. I think you're going to move. I think you're going to be taking a step up, whatever that means. So look for a position that's higher than what you are right now, and don't even be afraid of making a big step. Okay. Because
right.
you're pretty damn quick about picking up, and sorry about saying that that way, but you're very quick on picking up on what's going on. And you kind of like learn on the spot, and they don't know that you're doing it, but you're quick. So go
right.
for it. Don't
okay.
you, they, when they're telling you the way they want it done, they may think you already know what they're all talking about. You just let them explain it to you, because you're learning on the spot, and you'll have it.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Your
are you in
be
Eastern
sharp,
Washington?
But you'll do well.
No, I'm over by Seattle. Actually, I'm not very
oh,
far
yeah, that's
from
where,
the mountain.
There's a lot of cows by Seattle. Yes, I see cows in Seattle all the time.
He
actually,
does.
He really does. Actually, I'm like
cows.
45 minutes south, so.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
Becca,
you.
For your call. Have a great night. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
And our next caller is Chrissy. Chrissy, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello, Chrissy.
Good evening to all three of you.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My birth date is 4/14/60.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'd like to know what you see as the focal points the next few months in my life.
Okay. So first of all, your birth force is a number 7. And
right.
7 is spiritual. 7 is money. 7 is also a person who either may find themselves alone or they prefer to be alone. So in other words, from the numerology standpoint, you do better alone so that you can think and get your thoughts in order. You decompress alone, that's what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
So that being said, for the next couple of months, first of all, this has been mentioned to other callers earlier, there will be a shift in your values a little bit. It won't be a major shift for you, but you've already begun a phase, probably in October of this past year, where your values, beliefs, perceptions have begun to change.
Right.
Just one little, right. So when we change our path, even a quarter of our 1 degree, our whole life path can change based on a shift in perception. So for the next 2 months, the general picture that I see is that your money will continue to be stable, and or there may be additional new money coming in along with what you already have. It feels like the home life is stable. On a personal social level, if you're not dating or not in a committed relationship, a possibility is there, only if you want it though. Because again, just based upon the birth force alone, you do like your quiet time or your downtime by yourself. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And so the social part of you, the social side of you, will, by choice, it will begin to expand. I see a few more people coming into your life. I also see you being very selective about who's coming into your life, too, because you like to protect. You're really good about recognizing when to be around people, when to pull away from people. In terms of career, whatever it is that you're doing, I don't really see a shift in that per se, other than the money gets a little bit better and a little bit more stable. Does that make sense?
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I'm not exactly sure how that will apply.
Okay.
Because I was looking at going through a big change in employment, possibly.
Okay.
all part of the all the changes that started back in October. So everything seems to be...
What time of day were you born, hon?
Excuse me?
What time of day were you born?
Time of day, 8:12 p.m.
Okay, nice.
Go ahead, Doug. Let's see what you get.
And you right now have every female that you know under a microscope looking at them as to whether or not they're going to stay in your world. And a lot of them are going to go by the wayside. So I do think that you have a change career-wise coming because I'm seeing too many faces change. You're so determined that once you decide you're going to do something, come hell or high water, you're going to get it done. I like your tenacity. I mean, once you decide you're going to do it, there's no way that you're not going to get it done. You won't be denied. But when I get to a closer toward just after your birthday, I want to say, it feels like the big changes all come. And if I look at that time period, I think that we've actually, your birthday is on the 15th, 14th.
14th.
14th, and the 17th is where Mars will go retrograde. When Mars goes retrograde, it can be rather confusing. Uh-huh. And it only goes retrograde once every year and a half, but it stays retrograde all the way out until June 22nd, I believe. And in the middle of that, starting on April... Mercury is going to go retrograde on the 27th of April and will stay retrograde until May 21st. So when the both of those are retrograde, it's like one of the more difficult, confusing times to start something new or do anything new. So during that window, don't start anything new, okay?
Okay.
Even if it's where it looks like it's going to be right there, just hold on to your horses or else get it done beforehand.
Okay, so before, like, April 17th or after June
23rd? Before April 17th is to your advantage. If you can change it earlier, all the power to you. You know, give it to yourself as a birthday present that I'm making the change now. Accept the movement.
Sounds like a good idea.
I think it fits you quite well because you jump into anything and you don't know jack about it, but you learn on the spot.
Well,
you're the true essence of what the fire monkey is all about. You like that kind of jump. I know it's like jumping over the top hot coals.
But I'm just trying to make sure I'm making a wise jump. I mean, I'm hoping for some
you're
direction.
I think that you're going to be real solid. You've got it in you to just do things so correct. I don't have any fear factor for you. I really don't. I think that you are very, very good about just going for it and making it happen.
Okay.
Chrissy, thanks for your call. We're going to move on now.
All right.
And have a good night.
Thank
I sure
you.
Appreciate your call and calling in tonight. We've got about 6 minutes left, and so we're going to try to get to as many callers as we can here. We've got Tony next. Tony, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Tony.
If you have any messages for me from somebody that's passed away.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Tony, just for the sake of Doug so he can start doing his thing, what is your birthday, please?
11/13/75.
11/13/75, okay. All right. As far as messages go, the energy that's coming through right now is from a grandfather. Okay? And the demeanor of the grandfather is now on the quieter side of things. And he is asking you, it's sweet, but in a firm way and in an older school way, keep your chin up. He says he wants you to don't give in to the fight. Does that make sense? There's something going on with you, personal-wise and health-wise, okay? and he is asking you to stay strong during throughout that. He's with you. And also keep your chin up in life, because it feels like you've been beat down to some extent. Does that make sense? Meaning things haven't always gone your way, and it's just frustrating is what I'm, that's the message that's coming through. Your guides are around you, and there are the energies of Mother Mary that's around you. Whatever this trauma is that you've gone through within the last year, even 2 years, you are very protected. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Mother Mary energies are also helping to bring the extra healing that you need. There's far more going on with you than what you're saying, and I understand that. So I would like to also extend to you the 5 free minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go to my website and fill out the contact form. You need to know also that it's going to be okay, all right? The masters want you to know that you are protected at this time, because things have not always felt safe for you, especially the last year or two. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think something gone. I thought things were going to go well this year, and just something unexpected happened. I feel like if... it's,
sure.
I don't know.
Sure. So it's facilitated a transition or a transformation of a different kind, and I see that it did catch you completely off guard. The energies of your grandfather, however, wants you to persist, keep moving forward. You are going to land on your feet again. Does that make sense to you? You're going to come full circle again.
Eventually.
Okay.
It's going to be a while before I do.
Sure. So please go to my website so we can do the 5 free minutes, and now let's have Doug look at this for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. I will.
And sending you 11 blessings. Yes, sending you 11 blessings.
Tony, I feel that you are very, very psychic in your own right. I think you need to meditate more, and I think you're going to get a lot of the answers big time. You're a power horse. You're not you're not meek by any means. You're a very strong person. So you meditate and watch how the answers come to you so clear. And I know that losing someone is always difficult.
Yes,
but try never ever happens. It's either we do it or we don't. So you just go ahead and do it and accept that you are strong to do whatever you have to do in your life. When you take control of your life, magic begins. So you start talking that you are that person, that you do this. Everything is working right. Every day and every way it is getting better and better. And when you start talking that way, watch how things change in your life to the positive.
And with that, Tony, we need to say thank you for your call, and we will send you good energy. Make sure to follow up with Zoe, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tony, for the call. For everybody else who called in tonight, I'm so sorry we didn't get to your call. Again, just a real quick reminder, go to Zoe's website, fill out your 411, and you can schedule a private reading with her. She's got her Valentine's Day special going through the month of February, $1 a minute. Please take advantage of that. If you've missed any part of this show and would like to hear it again to just refresh yourself in about 15 minutes, you can press this same link and hear the show in its entirety. You can fast forward or rewind any way you want. And we will see you live tomorrow night on Rated LGBT Radio with my co-host, Mr. Rob Watson. Zoe, Doug, thank you so much. Until next month.
You've been listening to
Thank you,
LGBT Radio.